Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation, usually consisting of a theme. The tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever you mind. A few weeks ago, we played a tape from 1991. It was my go-to tape during high school, and I can't tell you how many times I listened to it. I still do. Listening to it made me skip my way down memory lane all over again, and all of the times I wasn't listening to it, I sat and thought, what other music do I associate with that time period in my life? Aha! Another mixtape was born. Here are the songs that I remember, for whatever reason, that are glued to that moment. A few comments here before I play it. It seems we really liked mandolins around this time, and thanks to the MTV Unplugged series, everyone heard it. This tape features something that I discovered is hard to obtain these days, the original REM version of Losing My Religion that was featured on TV. Seems we heard it to death back then, but try to go find a copy today. I don't like cigarettes. I like the smoke. Anyway, enjoy this tape, folks. It strays from here and there, and it will give you a brief glimpse into the jagged corners of my erratic musical tastes. Hold on, I need to go save that dying goldfish.
Some more. have some fun.
You know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you, well, Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big easy is out of you and me. Elvis is everywhere, man. He's in everything. Elvis is in your jeans. He's in your cheeseburgers. Elvis is in Nutty Buddies. Elvis is in your mom. He's in everybody. He's in the young, the old, the fat, the skinny, the white, the black, the brown, and the blue. People got Elvis in them too. Elvis is in everybody out there. Everybody's got Elvis in them. Everybody except one person, that is. Yeah, one person. The evil opposite of Elvis, the anti-Elvis.
Auntie Elvis got no Elvis in him, let me tell ya.
Michael J. Fox has no Elvis in him.
Yeah, and Elvis is in Joan Rivers, but he's trying to get out, man. He's trying to get out. Listen up, Joanie, baby. Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big ease inside of you and me.
Wow. Man, there's a lot of unexplained phenomenon out there in the world. A lot of things people say, what the heck's going on? Let me tell ya, who built the pyramids?
Elvis!
Who built Stonehenge?
Elvis!
Yeah, man, you see guys walking down the street pushing shopping carts, and they think they're talking to Allah, they're talking to themselves, man, no, they're talking to
Elvis! Elvis! Elvis!
You know what's going on that Bermuda Triangle? Down the Bermuda Triangle.
Elvis needs boats. Elvis needs boats. Elvis, 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 Elvis needs boats.
Ah, the sailing Elvis. Captain Elvis. Commodore Elvis it is. Yeah, man. You know, people from outer space. People from outer space, they come up to me. They don't look like Dr. Spock. They don't look like Klingons, all that Star Trek jive. They look like Elvis.
Elvis.
Everybody in outer space looks like Elvis. Cause Elvis is a perfect being. We're all moving in perfect peace and harmony towards Elvisness. Soon all will become Elvis. Everything, everywhere will be Elvis. Why do you think they call it evolution anyway? It's really Elvis-lution. Elvis-lution.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Time has come to talk that little bit of Elvis inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up. Say, Elvis, heal me. Save me, Elvis. Make me be born again in the perfect Elvis light. That's right. You got that Elvis inside of you, and he's talking to you. He says he wants you to sing. Everybody got to sing like the king.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like the king.
Uh-huh.
Get that leg going now.
Uh-huh.
And get your lip too.
Uh-huh.
Not no fool Billy Idol lip either.
Uh-huh.
Everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're rocking now.
Uh-huh.
Elvis is with us. He's uh-huh. with us and he's speaking to us. He says, peoples. Uh-huh. He says, peoples.
Uh-huh.
Everybody. Everybody gotta uh-huh. sing.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king.
Man, oh man, what I want you to see that the big ease is out of you and me.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king.
Man, oh man, what I want you to see that the big ease is out of you and me. Elvis.
I like it, man.
The cold wind blows. Put in something like, this is American music. Take one. One, two, three, four. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music? Baby.
Too many drugs. There's the song is about you.
I can do it. lost and blinded fool. Set it up. Consider this, the hint of a century. Consider this, the slip that brought me to my knees. Failed. What if all these fantasies come flailing around? Now I've said.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. A social excuse to make you